It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
Well, I continue, you know, we've been kind of saying the same thing. It seems like it's a little bit of a broken record, but cattle continue to be the bright spot. We continue to see new all-time contract highs almost on a weekly basis, you know, almost a daily basis in some instances. And so we continue to see very strong cash for both live cattle and feeder cattle, and that's really helping to put some underlying support in that market. I'd also throw into that the stock market. You know, we've had 9 straight up days in the stock market. That's also spilling over to help give some strength to the cattle markets.
Sure. What's not hot then?
Well, I'd have to throw pretty much everything else in line with that or close to it, especially crude oil. Crude seems to be under a lot of pressure. OPEC decided to increase their production last month by 400,000 barrels a day. They're going to do that again in June, increase their production by 400,000. So crude's been on the defense, and that's also spilling over to put a little pressure in on the corn market.
Sure. Does that pressure the fertilizers too or not?
Well, it does. I mean, you know, it's kind of that whole, everything is kind of tied to the energy, and that puts a little bit of pressure in on, you know, the fertilizers, the chemicals, and all that. So there'll be a little bit of spillover to those.
Sure. We're also seeing a little bit of weakness again in the grain markets here as well.
We are. I mean, you know, wheat continues to see, you know, good growing conditions, good rains down in the southern plains. And right now the market is just going to take it on a week-to-week basis to see where the crop progress report comes in.
Sure. And we've got a WASDE report a week from today, right?
Week from today, and that's going to be a pretty important one because that's going to be the first look at the 2025 supply and demand estimates from USDA. They're, you know, some actual real survey numbers.
All right. Thanks, Randy. Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.